Now let's welcome from Cookeville, Tennessee, the Caney Farkas, Mike and Jeanette Kasnia, Graham, Betty, Heather, and is Holly? Did you bring Holly up? No.
We didn't bring Holly up. She's over here at the side.
Good.
She's our newest member, but at almost 8 months, she's not quite ready to make a tune yet. She makes a noise. Heather's going to sing the first song for you. She's going to sing Jesus Loves Me, and then after she finishes, let's have all the children of every age in the audience join in and sing Jesus Loves Me after she finishes.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Let's put it up just a little bit. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me.
This is a song that deals with the religion and evolution. 50 years ago in Tennessee, there was a controversy about the teaching evolution and whether this conflicted with religion. In fact, there still is some controversy about this. This is the 50th anniversary of the Scopes trial. It was a lot of drama in this with William Jennings Bryan for the prosecution and Clarence Darrow for the defense and so on. And this song called The Scopes Trial, or The Ballad of John T. Scopes, expresses the way that many people felt about the Scopes trial. Oh, the folks of Tennessee are as faithful as can be, and they know the Bible teaches what is right. They believe in God above and His great unchanging love, and they know they are protected by His sight. You may find a new belief, it will only bring you grief, for a house that's built on sand is sure to fall. And Mr. Scopes will learn that no matter where he'll turn, that his old religion's better after all. Then from Dayton came a man with his new ideas so grand, and he said, "We came from monkeys long ago." But in teaching his belief, Mr. Scopes found only grief, for they would not let their old religion go. You may find a new belief, it will only bring you grief, for a house that's built on sand is sure to fall. And Mr. Scopes will learn that no matter where he'll turn, that his old religion's better after all. You may find a new belief, it will only bring you grief, for a house that's built on sand is sure to fall. And Mr. Scopes will learn that no matter where he'll turn, that his old religion's better after all. This is a song called Music Shall Live. Music lives, religion lives, and especially religious music lives. This is a song that was originally in German, and we're going to do it in French and German and English. We don't know Spanish. Too bad for Florida. Tout droit sur terre à mourir un jour. Mais la musique, vive toujours. Tout droit sur terre à mourir un jour. Mais la musique, vive toujours. Himmel und Erde müssen vergehen, aber die Musiker bleibet verstehen. Himmel und Erde müssen vergehen, aber die Musiker bleibet verstehen. All things shall perish from under the sky. Music alone shall live, never to die. All things shall perish from under the sky. Music alone shall live, never to die. Finally, we're going to do a song about a certain battle in the Old Testament. This is the time when Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your kings of Gideon, you may talk about your men of Saul, but nothing beats the story of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. Well, well, now Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Now the Lord, he told old Joshua, you must do just what I say. March round that city 7 times, and the walls will crumble away.
Well, well, now Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Then up to the walls of Jericho, they march with spear in hand. Now blow them ram horns, Joshua cried, cause the battle am in my hands. Well, well, now Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Then the lamb, ram, sheep horns began to blow, and the trumpets began to sound. And the children began to shout that morning, and the walls come tumbling down. Well, well, now Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Well, well, now Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Thank you, Kenny Farkas, for coming all, such a long way to take part in Florida Folk Festival, the 23rd annual Florida Folk Festival. Well, we've been blessed with people like the Kenny Farkas. I was asked this morning about who came to folk festivals, and I said, well, the folk come, because it's a family affair. And this lovely family is a good case in point. Two husbands and wives, Teen, and the little girl. And isn't it wonderful that she's growing up in the tradition? And I bet the next time they come, the baby will be singing. What do you bet? Now let's welcome a great spiritual singer with his harmonica, Deacon Dan J. Smith, all the way from White Plains, New Jersey.
Good. more stays here because he can move around.
Before I begin, if Cousin Thelma would give me a couple of minutes, I want to talk about her and the staff. I want them to know that I appreciate them having me down here. Cousin Thelma is a wonderful woman. I haven't met Mr. Head yet, but knowing Cousin Thelma, he is somebody to be recognized by me too. And not or the whole staff, everybody that's on the staff, I want to thank you. Now, you, the listening audience, I want to thank you for being so patient to listen to me. And if I haven't given you what you want, it's not because I haven't tried. Because it is in my heart to give everybody what they want and make you happy. Now, I came here and found all of you acting happy, and I hope when I leave here, I'll leave all of you rejoicing. So I won't say no more about that right now. In other words, I'm going to try to give you something that you think deeply on. This is a song I wrote myself. In fact, all three of these songs we're going to do now are the ones I wrote myself. And one is on one album, one is on the other one. This is a communion song. This is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. This is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. This is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. Come on in and take the bread of life. And the wine represents his blood. If your heart right within, you can eat and drink it in love. Because this is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. This is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. This is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. Come on in and take the bread of life. Son, I am God's Holy Spirit, for these three are one. No, this is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. This is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. This is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. Come on in and take the bread and the life.
Stay right there. See where you are.
I'm going to play a different one. This song we'll play now. Changed a little bit, somewhat. I'm going to play this one for you. And this is on the other album. And it's "When Your Time Come to Die." Give us something to think about. You're going to need somewhere to lay your head when your time come to die. You're going to need somewhere to lay your head when your time come to die. You're going to need somewhere to lay your head when your time come to die. You're going to need somewhere to lay your head when your time come to die. Seek the Savior, call him while he's near.
Yeah.
He's there for waiting with a listening ear.
Yeah.
You're going to need the Lord carry you cross when your time come to die. You're going to need preparation, I knew I had to go. I took the master's hand and I joined the Christian band. I lay my head on Jesus' breast, breathe my life out sweetly there when my time come to die. Cause I have somewhere to lay my head. God bless you now, and thank you. This will probably be my last appearance before you today for myself, except if my friends want me to accompany them. But however, I don't have but 13 of them great albums left back here.
Only 12, I'm going to get one of them.
Now, don't you let me take them back to New York. Because if you do, you're going to miss a whole lot of enjoyment of me. You won't miss me, but you just miss what I'm doing. So please take me home with you. Take me home with you. This song I'm going to do now is another one I wrote. I wrote it out of distress, when I mean physical distress, when I was in with my deepest misery for my sight. I'm going to try to tell you all of it. And now I know, I saw then, that time didn't mean everything. On time's side of life, we have to pay rent. And rent is the only thing that don't ever come down. That and taxes. And over here we have to work, and when you retire sometimes you haven't got enough for you to subsist on. You have to try to do something else. But the man in the place I'm going to sing about now, you won't have to do none of that. And I want you, if you will please, to get with me. If you believe what I'm going to sing about, get with me now. I want you to clap your hand now, and if you don't believe it, you can stop. If you do believe it, keep going. How about that? Let's go. Go ahead, go ahead. Lord, every day will be Sunday on the other side. Every day will be Sunday on the other side. Every day will be Sunday on the other side. Lord, every day will be Sunday on the other side. Sickness on the other side. Oh, there will be no sickness on the other side, because every day will be Sunday on the other side. I know every day will be Sunday. Oh, Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Remember, you can get the two albums, God Is Not Dead, or So Glad I'm Here, by Dan Smith and Bessie Jones, and the book Step It Down. This is your last time around today.
Don't leave these records.
God Is Not Dead.
Yeah. All right, let me just step out here. This remarkable woman is Bessie Jones. And like many... And Bessie, we haven't introduced the others, and I want to know my name. I don't even know your name. This is Douglas Quimby, and his wife, where's Frankie? Frankie's over there selling records. And this is...
Vanessa Jones.
Vanessa Jones.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Franklin.
Oh, and such a fine... Isn't he a great... Let's give him a hand all by himself. Yeah, and that. And again, we've been trying to get Bessie and her troupe down here for a long time. They are from the Low Country, Brunswick, around Brunswick, from the.
That's right.
And she takes pride in collecting and preserving and using and passing on to all of us the music of her people.
That's right.
And I laud you for that. God bless you. God bless.
Thank you.
All right, now take your time right now.
Thank you. God bless.
I reckon Brother Dan's going to help you.
Yeah, he'll be here.
All right.
Because we never can tell what's going to happen here. And I'm really glad they had a pretty good time of getting me here. Sometime, look back when time comes. Time comes, be somebody coming somewhere else or something else. And so I couldn't divide myself. When I got this chance, and we stuck it out to it. Yet we got seconds going to other places. I'm letting my grandchildren and my friends' children, though that will, take up this course, the thing what I'm doing, and what I'm how I'm going, because I asked the Lord to let me come out from here and live on, not never die. I want my work to go on. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't get a chance to go rub my head on the college wall, not at all. First college I went in, I walked in there to visit some peoples. And so that's nice, you know. But I thank God for it, you see. And then after that, I began to go to college from college to college, teaching and talking to the college people. I told Lil Mac I couldn't do it. He said, you can. He said, I had something the college didn't have, but I couldn't see it because I was shy. I was afraid. He said, go ahead on. So you got something the college need, but I didn't see it. But I do thank God that I went on. And I asked the Lord to help me go on. So I got children and grown people. I call them all children. They're out on the same thing. They're doing it. They can on program when I'm not there. The same thing that I do. And I want the children, the teachers here, all the teachers that be around, wherever I be, to take on some of these games and plays because get the book and get some of the games and either get come to my house and we sit down and that is, you know, tape them out, you know, and thank them because of anything not in that book. Is in me. And so, but I want to thank God for what it is. Let them carry it on. My grandfather was real nice to me and others too. But I think I took on to what he said more than many of them did. A lot of them done forgot what he said. He was 105 when he left me. He taught me many things that they had to go through with in Williamsburg, Virginia. He had brought up there. I wasn't, but he was. And so he married my grandmother there. He married her twice. Married in the time when they had to jump over the broom, make a big straw broom, made it, he said, 2 feet tall and long around that way, and high up, and they had to jump over it. That was the marriage ceremony for slavery in Williamsburg, Virginia. So he showed us many times how him and Mom, I called him Mom, my grandmother said Mom, they used to put their hands together, lock their arms together, and jump that broom, practice how they could jump that broom on the wedding day so they wouldn't miss it, you know. Because if they missed it, they had to coat over again. And so then, and they didn't want to miss it.
What a length of time.
Yeah, that was a terrible time. But anyway, that's what he used to teach us about how he used to do. He said, if y'all ever go to Williamsburg, you see thus and so, you see the straw there where me and Julia used to jump, had to jump over. All right, all things he's told me about Williamsburg is still there. And how they had to eat out that long trough. Anybody go to Williamsburg, Virginia, and you'll see the tourist part around there. You see that long trough out in that yard where they make movies and things. And I'm in that movie, too, there. They call it Williamsburg movie. I'm in it. And with Lomax Caddis there. We made it there. And so when I got there, I see that's the same place my grandfather was talking about. And I'm really delighted in it. And I told the people about it up to the big house. I call it the big house. Up there where they're having the big party at the millinery place. I told them about it. And they stood fast and said until the next day. They called me down the next day and turned that big old book over to you, the leaves done turned yellow. Showed me the time they come over here. Everything about it. So I'm glad that I know him one. I'm glad that he didn't lie to me. And he found out, he said, what was your grandmother's name before she married? I said, I don't know. He took that book and showed me and said she was a Rogers. But I said, I do know. My grandfather said that slave master and my grandmother's slave master was friends. And they didn't change my grandfather's name because he married my grandmother, but he had to go over to her masters. He not him take her over there because her mother was low sick. They caught it on dying, and we caught it the point of death. And so didn't take her away from my home, stayed there with her. So when he got over there, he didn't change his name, you know, to Rogers, let it stay like he had it. So we are thankful for what everything happened. I got a many thing to show you about that, about the slave thing, how they had to eat out of the trough on a Sunday and sing their own games there that they thought they brought from Africa, but Paul said many of them games they didn't bring from Africa because they made them up there. Because I don't know what kind of way they treat it. That book, Step It Down, is one of the slave songs that they made making bricks with their hand. They had to make bricks, he said, with their hand. And wasn't going to get no pay for it, so they just made up a happy song that they just sang and be glad anyhow. Oh, step it down. Remember me. See, that's what it was. So we wanted this. I just stand here on an hour, I'm almost going to tell you all the background. But you go to Williamsburg, Virginia, you'll find it right there. Where he eat out the trough, see the gourds hanging up on the side of the thing, where we had to drink water from a gourd. My grandfather said they made a song about that because they didn't allow the colored people to drink out of their glass dippers. They had them to cut gourds. And God is so good that he lets the water get cool in the gourd. You can try it anytime you want to. Cut your gourd and clean it good and put water in it and maybe tap and maybe kind of warm.
Boil it.
And a little while, it'll soon be cool. That's right. You boil them and clean them. But anyway, I said, the Lord is good. He's been taking care of us a long time. And you'll find all these things there. Every word I'm telling you, where I come up from, what it is, I don't have to get nothing from nobody, you know, to add on. But when I does get something from somebody, I tell you, I like this is such and such a place. It's no harm to let your joy be known, you know. I don't want to take nothing. I better give all the time than to take. We're going to thank God. He's going to tell you how they had to sing about drinking water from a gourd because they was in trouble. And in this song, you hear me say that the bull cow, I never seen the like since I've been born, the bull cow kicking off the milk cow's horn. Well, grandfather used to tell us, say, children, y'all know ain't no bull cow going to kick off that milk cow.